every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spades or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald, black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, everybody? It is Doc Chocolate, BBC, and BBC stands for British Broadcasting Company, and I have my beautiful assistant. What is your name, assistant?
Well, my name is Amy, but I go by CA Unicorn Girl.
Oh, why do they call you CA Unicorn Girl?
Because I'm from California originally, but I live in Idaho now.
Okay, Idaho.
Because
okay.
Idaho.
Idaho. Yes. Idaho.
Yeah, okay, Idaho.
Say that three times fast. Idaho, Idaho, Idaho. He can't say it, right? And so what's your name?
John Legendary.
John Legendary, all right. So y'all give Mr. John Legendary a hand. Where are we at right now, guys?
Well, we're
second day ABN,
Las Vegas.
Woo!
Viva Las Vegas!
You don't really sound excited, though. You're just like, oh, Viva Las Vegas.
Oh, I'm excited.
All right,
you know what? But you know what's funny? They say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but it doesn't when you're a content creator.
Yeah, chlamydia and gonorrhea travels with you. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So, we didn't say that. So, we're going to learn a little bit more about you, Mr. Legendary. So, tell us a little bit more about yourself, how you got started. Why are you such a handsome devil?
Thank you. Appreciate it. So, originally from Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
And I've been in L.A. for 7 years now. L.A.'s number 7 as far as cities. I've lived in Detroit, Nashville, Seattle, St. Louis, Savannah.
Oh, wow. Everywhere.
Boston, you know, L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, primarily for like education and work, and I've been the hot wife lifestyle for a while.
Okay. You almost said you were a wife. I was like, really?
Right?
You got something to tell us?
Yeah, I definitely don't want any of those. I got started in the lifestyle because I was hanging out with one of my buddies in grad school.
Okay.
And he had a young lady come over. I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's my cue to leave. And he said, well, hold on 1 second. And he calls this woman's husband. And was like, hey, my buddy's over here. Can he stay? And the husband was like, well, yeah, just make sure you take pictures and video. And so, you know, we pleasured his wife. He sent pictures and video.
You pleasured his wife? Yeah. What does that mean?
Yeah,
what
how
does
did
that
you?
Mean?
I want to know.
I don't understand. I don't use yeah, what?
You can say, talk, what? You can say, I want
say,
details.
Say okay. Fuck shit.
Yeah, yeah, we fucked the show.
Yeah.
Please tell me you licked your pussy.
No, I don't think I was licking much pussy back then. So I was in college.
Oh,
what?
No. You got, so guys, lick the pussy.
See, Amy is drawing away from you now. She's like,
I wasn't eating random people's pussy like that, you know, saying like,
okay, I get you. Yeah, random. Okay. Notice you said random.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I can.
Don't eat random
pussy. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Just not random.
Okay.
She's very unrandom. She has very tasty pussy, and it tastes like good credits and the American dream.
Can you co-sign?
You go.
Shit. Shit. Yeah, Bobby. God. But yeah, so, we found the shower, did spit roast and all that stuff. And then sent the pictures and video to the husband. He loved it. And so when she left, I'm like, yo, what the fuck we just do, right? He just started telling me about Eric's wives and like to get fucked by other guys, by men. I'm like, yo, like send me the brochure. I want to get tapped in. So I start learning and educate myself more about it. And then start, fast forward a few years later, start going to Temptations in Cancun.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Lifestyle Resort. Okay.
Yeah.
And so I'm there and I'm like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? I just thought it was like a resort for like people like to get freaky, right? I didn't know nothing too much about like the lifestyle, like the swing lifestyle. Okay. And so I'm seeing all these like people with like these pasties, like these pineapple pasties, but yo, something's going on. I gotta figure it out. So when I got back home, I started researching and everything like that, and I started finding these websites, you know, like SLS, FBC, Cassidy. And I'm like, man, I need to fill out get on these websites. So yeah. I got on Cassidy. Put all the pictures on there, the nice little write up, and then I start like connecting with unicorns.
Okay.
Hey.
Unicorn.
I'm a unicorn.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh shit. And then I start learning more. I'm like, oh, now let's start hanging out with couples. And I mean, first couple I had, they invited me over, and they cooked dinner, drinks,
What
type of dinner did they make you?
It was like some, a lobster, lobster chowder.
Wow,
like
that's good.
Spare ribs, smoked spare ribs. Yeah, they
were. They were definitely trying to wine and dine you.
Notice he didn't say ramen noodles or Doritos or anything like that.
No,
mac and cheese.
I like this, you know. So, fuck my wife. And then
was she hot?
She was cool. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen a man clean up. I didn't even know what it was.
Oh, that's really hot. Yeah.
Explain to the viewers and the listeners what clean up is.
So that means after a male deposits his cum on or in the wife, then the husband would subsequently come and take care of it with his mouth.
Wow. Yeah, that's really hot.
You gotta make sure you get every drop.
Yeah, every drop.
Don't leave nothing behind.
Yeah, if you're gonna cook, make sure you do a good job at it.
Don't be sloppy. Yeah.
Don't be sloppy, you know? Yeah, go all out or go home.
So, but the first time it happened, man, like, I had to bite the insides of my mouth to keep from laughing. I just thought it was funny. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I guess no, he's not about to do it. No, he's not.
You're like,
did he not tell you what he was gonna do?
No, I mean, I kind of stepped away to like clean myself off, and I saw him like kind of like scurry over there and get on his knees. And
you're like, this is happening. He's literally licking up My calm.
Like, let me ask you this, Sean. So, like, did you like kind of saying proudly? Because I remember the first time that happened to me.
Yeah.
I was looking and I was kind of like standing up tall and I was like, had my hands on my waist. I was like, nah. I felt very proud. I did. I was like, this is the royal calm that you're
I was so conflicted. You know what I'm
saying? Why are you conflicted?
Yeah, because I didn't know what to think. I've never seen nothing like it before. And I was trying not to laugh. But I was like, yo, I can't wait to tell somebody. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, the next time, it was like, okay, it was like, I was in her doggy style, right?
Okay.
And then he said, can I taste her pussy? I'm like, all right. I don't know how I feel about this, but all right.
You went from underneath, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'm hitting it from the back, and all I do is I feel like something hit my little inner thighs, and it's time. I look down, and it's the top of his hair. It's a little spiky. You know what I'm saying? my butt cheeks tightened up. You know? And this is like, you know,
Did you lose your heart on?
No.
Oh, okay.
This is the moment.
Like, that's why he's legendary.
Every like bull's journey, you have that moment where you experience this type of situation, and you decide if you want to like stop or push through.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, I mean, we here. I feel good, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I push through, you know?
There you go.
And I'm like, okay, I'm meant for this.
Yeah.
So then I got to like enjoy it more and learn more. Like, oh, this is tough. He's into like cuckolding. I'm like, oh, okay. Because then back then, they didn't just tell me, oh, I'm a cuck. You know, I didn't know about that stuff. And then I just educated myself.
What year was it approximately?
This was maybe, what year are we in now? Maybe
2019-ish. And I feel like that wasn't really out yet. There wasn't a lot of information about cucks
and what they are.
And, you know, I think a lot of people were kind of afraid to come out and say, like, hey, I know somebody that likes to actually come in his wife after another guy has come in. I mean,
double cream pie.
You know, and I love the saying, you never yuck somebody else's yum.
Yum.
Yes. Never yuck someone's yum.
And never yuck anybody's yum.
No, and I love it because I feel like now there's more awareness about, you know, cucks. I think it's hot. As a single female, I think it's hot.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, especially my cum. My cum tastes good.
Oh, you be doing your pineapples, huh?
Okay. I use fenugreek. What do you use? Because it makes it kind of
like
taste sweet
and maple syrup.
When I'm going to like conventions and stuff, I do like pineapples, protein, all that. I do a combination of stuff, but just regular, I just try to have a good balanced diet.
Yeah.
You know? That's a big thing.
I eat because like when I'm shooting, I get really freaky and kinky, you know, when I'm on my sets.
Like how?
I might come and like lick it off my tits. You know
really?
What I'm
like, really? Like, how? I'm confused.
If I come on your tits, I might, like, lick it off.
Yeah, so if, like, you came right here, you're gonna lick it?
Yeah, I might lick it, like...
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Okay, he just licked it.
That was a great example, y'all.
If I come in your mouth, I might kiss you after.
Oh, I love that.
I might lick it off the side of your mouth.
Yeah, that's really hot.
You never taste my mouth?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, because I gotta be able to stay behind my product.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You can't be afraid of tasting your own stuff. I do it.
Giving it
everywhere. I taste myself.
You know, you came from Detroit, Michigan. Yeah. And so congratulations on the Lions. Not congratulations on the Lions.
I
love that.
Being in porn, like, allowed me to just be a little bit more kinky. And it looks sexy as fuck, like, on video. And the girls think it's hot as fuck.
Yes, you know? I'm one of those.
It comes as good, so, you know what I'm saying? I mean, don't give me a, no, like, I mean, I was having a threesome with, like, two girls. And then, like, I came and, like, one of their mouths. And then we all, like, share, like, kissing and, like,
that's really hot.
So they called me, like, their little cum slut. So I thought that was, like, so hot.
They called you the cum slut?
I feel like I'm always called the cum
slut.
You could always.
I am. I'm kind of a cum slut too. I'm greedy with cum. Yeah.
He's like, let me get your number after this interview, and we can see. Show you my product.
I kind of want to taste his product now. Yeah, I've tasted his product. I've tasted
Dog's.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's got some good products.
She told me that my product tasted like it came off of the discount shelf off of Walmart.
No, I did not tell him that.
Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode.
I did not.
Lisa was an Aussie.
I love it. So what other kind of kinky shit are you into? I'm curious.
Outside of like hot wife thing, I'm into like boobs. I love boobs.
Okay, I do too.
And stuff like that. I love threesomes. I really love threesomes. Like two girls and stuff.
Okay, I'm like that too. So like you would rather there be more ladies than guys?
Yes, probably.
Right? Okay.
I don't do as many
gangbangs.
I don't do any gangbangs. Like you have to pay me to do gangbangs.
Okay.
It has to be like a professional scene.
Okay.
Like I'm done gangbangs before I get like splash and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
But that's like in the beginning, you know. Like okay. Now I'm like, no, I'm okay. I'll see this.
I'm like that too. Like I would prefer it if it's a threesome to be female, male, female, or a reverse gangbang where it's just me, I'm greedy, and there's a bunch of women on me. It's like sit on my face, right on my dick, and just like
go to town.
Go to town.
I like those as well. I like reverse
gangbang
as well.
My man, I know that. My man.
That's pretty hot. That's actually my favorite as a single female. My favorite is a male, female, female.
Okay.
Because I'm bisexual, I want to play with a female.
Right.
Yeah, I love that though. It's, you know, for me, because I'm greedy and I'm bisexual, I need some cock and I want the pussy.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, and for a guy, I can see how that's really, really hot, you know, because I think it's hot when, like, say I'm riding a guy's cock and then the girl's, like, sitting on his face.
Right.
Like, that's super hot.
It is. I mean, that's my favorite.
And me and the girl can kind of high five, like a Eiffel Tower.
Oh, reverse Eiffel Tower.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Me and my girlfriend
like
do that. Or we'll like make out,
that's
or
freaky.
I'll like smack her titties. Yeah.
She's freaky. She's very freaky.
Matter of fact. I like going to see like sex clubs and sex parties and like having sex in front of people.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
you're an exhibitionist.
Yes, yes. So I like to, in personal life, you know, I mean, being on set, I don't consider that being an exhibitionist. You know,
no,
yeah.
You have
it's
all
different.
The pressures
right.
Of, you know, starting and performing, and you may or may not be attracted to your scene partner. So, but if I'm having sex at like a sex party or club, I'm attracted to the person, obviously, right?
Right.
And, you know, we've had some type of build up where we have a conversation, where that's not the case when you're on set.
I got you. So let me ask you this, like, when you're on set, because Amy and I were talking about this on the right over here, how do you deal with, let's say, a lady that you're maybe not so attracted to, right? Because, like, I feel like, for the most part, the ones that you shoot with are going to be gorgeous women. But, like, sometimes you're like, yeah, I'm not really connected to your energy or your spirit or, you know.
Or I would say, if you're creating your own content, like me, the women are going to be gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm selecting to shoot. I choose who I want to shoot. But if you're working for, like, a mainstream production, you don't really have that say.
No, you don't have that freedom.
You can say who you don't want to work with, like your notice. And so you may not be aesthetically like me. I'm like, well, I like girls with big boobs. Now I'm on set with a woman who's, you know, very petite and smaller boobs, no abs. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh, how am I make this shit work? You know what I'm saying? I need to find something sexy, attractive about her. Where, damn, she has very, like, piercing blue eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, something. Like, oh, she's like, I love her little spunky personality.
Okay.
So it's like trying to, like, tap in, because once the director say go, you got to be ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to make sure you stay hard. And that's the hardest. I mean, because you got cameraman, like, trying to get POV over your shoulder so you can feel his fucking breath right there. And you don't know how his breath smells. You're trying to stay hard. And then you got people in the corner talking about religion and kids and Donald Trump. It's like, yo, I don't want to hear this shit when I'm trying to stay hard.
Oh, wow.
And you got
really?
People eating, like, you know, Doritos over there, having, like, a buffet. And it's like, yo, I'm trying to stay hard. Like, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
That's got to be really hard.
It's hard as hell.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing I feel to be as a male performer.
Yeah.
Like, mainstream performer. Because you have to stay hard. You have to be hard.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah. And you have
and
to
come. And they want you to come a lot.
Then you got to come when they say, let's say you're the director. You're like, all right, John. I want you to come.
Yeah.
It's time to set it up. That means I got about 2 minutes to call, you know. And, you know, that I may not be ready to come yet.
Yeah.
So I got to, because if I don't come, I don't get paid. The scene's not over until I come.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it's you got you in your head, everything.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a lot of shit you got to deal with when you shoot, like, mainstream porn versus when you shoot, like, content for OnlyFans, that's just easy.
Yeah, because you do what you want. You're the director and the producer and the...
I've never had an issue with, like, my dick in the car. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My dick is hard once I get her out the car and she's coming upstairs. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm ready to go. I'm about to tear this shit up. But mainstream, it's like, hi, motherfucker, you better work today. Please work today.
Okay, so... What I was telling you, because I haven't done mainstream porn, is sometimes I'll see, mostly with girls, they're super hot, no personality.
Yeah.
And for me, personally, I don't care how hot you are, if you have no personality, that I can't do it. It kills it. And then I feel like, I mean, my fans have told me they could tell. I mean, I've shot with this gorgeous, beautiful girl. I mean, she's absolutely gorgeous, but... She was so awkward and just quiet and just, it was really, really hard. And my fans told me they could tell. They're like, that was the most awkward girl video I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
They could tell. And so have you ever had that where you've seen a beautiful girl, you meet her and then you're just like.
Yeah, I mean, in porn or real life, I mean, both. I mean, I've been in situations where, like, damn, I've had a crush on you forever. And then we fuck, I'm like, shit.
Just ruined it.
That crush is done.
Yeah, I've even dated girls where you make me wait 3 fucking months, right? Mm-hmm. And then we finally have sex. I'm like, I wait three months for that bullshit?
You wait
when I was
long?
Younger. When
oh,
I was
okay.
Younger. Yeah. When I was in my 20s, when I was 20s, I was able to do the waiting game, whatever. I'm like, yo, throw this girl back in the water. You know what I'm saying? This shit's trash. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I've had that experience in personal life when I was younger, in porn, where it's like, yo, the chemistry is off,
right.
The passion is not there, and that's the biggest thing for me, is having that passion.
Because like, you're a sensual guy, you're a sensual guy.
Yeah. I want to kiss and shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to look in your eyes and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, grab my ass.
Oh,
yes,
you
like that too.
You
like to choking you a little bit?
I can do the choking a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Got your back.
No, it depends. Like, it depends. Like, I was dealing with this one girl, and I gotta stop fucking her because she digs her nails and all that. And I tighten up. I can't move no more. You know what I'm saying? So it's like paralyzing.
Oh, shit.
And I have this issue where if you put marks on me, I can't fuck you no more. Because I fuck different multiple women, right?
Okay.
And I don't want to show up all marked up and shit. I'm no floozy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm no floozy.
I'm a man with class.
You don't want them to know.
Class, so I can get your ass.
Yeah.
So don't put marks on me.
They should not. They should not be doing that.
I don't care how good the dick is.
Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode.
You know, I will politely pull out.
The dick, you mean pussy?
I'll pull out the dick. I'll pull my dick.
Oh, you'll pull, okay.
Well, you know, I think it's different for John because, you know, he's lighter and so, like, me, I'm kind of dark. Yeah, so, like, you can scratch me and you probably ain't gonna see me.
I got so many war wounds on my back, you know, for years of fucking,
dang!
That's how you know you're a professional. If you see a man with scratches on his back,
short nails.
His back looks like Kunta Kinte.
Yeah, we can have fun. Yeah.
Sorry, I was showing him my short nails.
Oh, yeah.
I won't scratch him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, you won't be able to scratch me with those.
No.
You'll be okay.
Yeah, those are
real. Yeah, these are real. Yeah.
So, how did you get the name John Legendary?
Okay, so I had to come up with a lifestyle name, right? And everyone knows, I mean, a porn name. And everyone knows my lifestyle name is Kate. Okay? And so that name was already taken by, like, a gay performer. And you know, you want to either stay on the straight side, gay side, and unless you want to be a crossover.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay, well, I need to make a whole different name. I'm like, shit, like, what name am I going to pick? And, yeah, some people are like, okay, some people think I look like John Legend. And
you do.
And then I was in Colombia on a little trip, and I was on a date with somebody, and she was at the dinner table, and she just was talking about how I was in her dreams. She dreamed of me. This girl thinks I'm John Legend.
Oh my gosh!
And so I think she's bullshit, right? I see tears. She for real.
Like, just.
Yeah. So I had to excuse myself from laughing.
Oh, you always love it. You always love it, people.
So I can't. Whatever I'm experiencing, you'll see it on my face.
Okay.
And so I had to go to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom and just let out the biggest laugh ever. Okay. And I'm trying to keep myself composed, talk to myself, right? And so I go back to the dinner table and she's dead ass serious. I said, well, listen, how about I give you a concert? Okay. Private concert. I take her back to my Airbnb.
Oh,
and I give her a concert. I'm singing all the song. I'm singing all in the
Oh, you really sing?
No, I can't sing at all.
Oh, okay.
I can't sing for one bit, you know. But I'm doing everything. I got the hands, you know. I'm doing all the warming, you know?
And she's selling it.
I'm selling all of it. And she's loving it, right? She's eating it up, okay? And we had a great night of like passionate, hot sex. At the end of the night, she told me she's a witch. So that kind of like threw me off.
Wow, that's definitely what made me limp.
Yeah, and then she's like, well, I'm a good witch.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, so that was the end of that night. But that was a story that always like stuck with me as far as her thinking I was really John Legend.
Yeah.
And so that was one of those stories that kind of like aided into me coming up with a porn name of John Legend. I mean, John Legendary. So I just added the Airy to the line. John Legend. And so that's how I came up with the name. John
I love
Legendary.
It.
I love it too.
Yeah. And you definitely look like John Legend.
He's like a taller version of John Legend, and he can fuck your wives.
Yeah. And, and his cum tastes good.
Yes, true.
Well, she doesn't know yet.
I don't know yet. But.
But I do.
Okay. All right. So one last thing is I saw on your Twitter one time you said that there was a certain lady friend that you had that was like, you said that I can't fuck anybody that is XYZ because like my lady will dismiss me.
Oh, yes.
I remember that about a year and a half ago.
Yes, yeah, that is true. So I only fuck pretty girls, right? Yeah. That's like my little mantra, my slogan. I only fuck pretty girls because if I fuck an ugly girl, my girlfriend will break away. And, you know, a lot of people thought that was a joke. I mean, she says it's not true, but she definitely will side-eye my ass if she sees me with like a five, right?
That is hilarious.
Yeah, so it's like, and then it's, I have this thing like, she already doesn't like me fucking a lot of people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, if I want to fuck someone outside of porn, I let her know. Like, hey, babe, she's hot, really. I want to fuck her. So it's like passes, right? I
got
like,
okay, hall passes.
Hall okay.
Passes. So like, if I'm bringing up the girl, like, yo, I want to fuck her, and she's not like hot, she'll look at me. So I try not to like overly use it, only okay, when it's like you. A girl's hot, right?
I got you.
Because yeah, she would break up me if I fuck her. She probably would break up me like a fool.
Because some of you women can be very like, you know, like it's like, hey, us men, we like to just enjoy, and we enjoy all of God's women, and. You know, if you women see your men fucking with somebody that you feel is not up to par, you guys are like, oh, why do you fuck her? Like, I have experienced that before with my ex. But now I'm single, so I can fuck whoever I want to fuck. Yay!
I mean, there's plenty of guys who fuck the other women.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Just say the hot ones for me.
There you go.
Them, you know?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Actually, two.
All right.
So
we'll do your two questions, and then I want you to tell us your links because you haven't given it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
So my two questions. Uh-huh. One, could I be on that list of fuckable women?
Ooh-wee.
Oh, should I stand up?
I think she has to stand up. I think she has to stand up.
Yeah, I think we can make something happen.
I mean, my boobs are not huge.
No, they look perfect.
They look grabbable. You could grab them.
You could grab them.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. These boobs are.
Oh, keep doing it. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to stop before I get excited. Yeah, nice nipples. I'm feeling getting
hard. Hey, remember, this is a cum-free zone. So,
yeah,
don't get too wild.
You can feel it. There you go. Yeah, my nipples are hard. Yeah, see?
Yeah,
they're hard. Yeah. He's looking for crap. What you looking for?
Shit, where the fuck at?
Oh.
Hey, so there's a column back there.
So next question.
Yeah, I like to fuck on sight.
I like to be spanked.
Okay.
So I want to get all the guys to spank me. All
right.
Will you do the honors? Will you spank me?
Of course.
There you go. So I am going to bend like this.
Okay.
All right. So I'm bent over for you that are listening. And he's got a little paddle. Okay, you got to do it real harder than that. Come on.
Come on, John.
Yeah, you can do it. Come on. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay, now you got to the other side.
Yeah, you got to even it up. You got to even it up. There you go. Even it up. There you go. There you go. Batters up.
Yeah. Okay. There you go. One more.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Are there marks?
Hold on. We got to...
Oh, wow. There's, wow. That's a good market there. Okay. Not so much there. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so I need another one? Wait, he's got to even it out. Okay.
That was horrible. Don't break my stick. You break it, you buy it.
That's what I was worried about.
See, I like this guy. He's a gentleman.
I
was so worried about breaking the stick.
We need to get a better stick. I appreciate that. So now we want to know what your socials are. Let everyone know how they can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at Mr. Legendary XXX. You can also find me on OnlyFans at John Legendary. And my new website, Legendary X. That's legendaryx.com.
And this is CA Unicorn Girl.
Yes.
And where can they find you at, Miss CA Unicorn Girl?
CAUnicornGirl.com.
And again, I'm Dot Chocolate BBC, so you can find me at DotChocolateBBC.com. The BBC stands for British Broadcasting Company, or whatever else you can think of or imagine, or whatever fantasy you have, I will fulfill it, and I do eat pussy. And my gum does taste good, maybe not as good as Mr. Legendary's, but hey, it's up to par. And also check out BullsAndQueens.com for the podcast. We do talk about lifestyle, we talk about the swinging lifestyle, cuckolding, and all that good stuff. So until next time, y'all be blessed. We're coming at you from ABN. Bye.
Awesome. Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.